أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا بالقاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Dear brothers and sisters in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the Islamic perspective, when we look at the status of the human being in the universe, human being is considered to be Ashraf al-Makhluqat. He is the prime creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God takes pride in creation of the human beings. However, we have to realize that human being is a very complex creature, not only on a physical level, but also more so on the psychological level. In the very first verses revealed to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the cave known as Hira, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by talking about the creation of the human being from a blood clot. And then he says that he is the one who gave him the ability to speak and gave him knowledge so that he can express his ideas. And so we see that, you know, he talks about creation and then he mentions knowledge as the second most precious blessing that he has given to us. But immediately after that, he draws our attention to a serious challenge. Because we are free in our actions, we are not robots. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, I will provide the guidance for you, but it is for you who have to make the choice to follow the right path. However, there will be a challenge there. And this is where he draws our attention to the rebellious nature within us. كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ اللَّهَ يَتَغَى أَنْ رَعَاهُ اسْتَغْنَى. This is chapter 96, verse 6 and 7. Instead of being grateful and obedient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the human being indeed becomes rebellious, especially when he thinks of himself to be without need. The challenge of us human beings is to control our rebellious nature, more so when a person has everything. It is at that moment that Shaitan uses this rebellious nature to push that person into perdition. Look at the drama that unfolded on Wednesday night when the United States president himself incited his followers to descend upon Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., a march which created chaos, destruction, and disturbance during the final verification of the presidential elections. Ignorance or poverty were not the causes here. It was ego. It was greed for power that pushed the U.S. president to urge his followers to do so. Mob mentality is a tool used by satanic forces. Furthermore, this incident of Wednesday night shows to us the double standard when it comes to the United States of America. The way this rebellious crowd was able to gain access to the Capitol Hill without much resistance shows the double standard when you compare that with the firm attitude shown by the police against the rallies for Black Lives Matters. Moving on to our own Muslim world. Similarly, we see that there are some religious leaders who exploit the sentiments of their followers and create a hype against Shia minorities in Pakistan and Afghanistan in the name of honoring the Sahaba. On Sunday, for example, in Balochistan province of Pakistan, 11 Shia coal miners from the Hazara tribe were kidnapped from their campsite, taken to the mountains with their hands tied at their backs, and then they were brutally killed. The UN Secretary General on Monday strongly condemned the terrorist attack and urged the Pakistani authorities to do everything possible to bring the perpetrators to justice. The inaction by the authorities is a defining statement, according to the chronological list issued by the Majlis of Ulama of Shia Europe. Since 2003, about 700 or more Shias of the Hazara tribe in Pakistan have been killed in various suicide bombs and targeted killings, inside their mosques, in their marketplaces, and in workplaces. The Shias have challenged the Salafi extremists to come on the table and talk about the differences by using books and not bullets. Let us tolerate the differences and create an atmosphere of mutual respect. Quran talks about having, you know, mutual respect for the Ahlul Kitab. Why not have mutual respect for one another within the Muslim world? After all, we believe in the same God, the same Prophet, the same Quran, the same Qibla, and our basic tenets are the same. The five daily prayers, fasting in the month of Ramadan, giving a charity in different forms, and pilgrimage to the city of Mecca. Moreover, our senior scholars from the early days till now have been very clear that anyone who believes in one God and believes in Prophet Muhammad as the last prophet is a Muslim. Their lives, their property, and their honor are sacrosanct. You cannot violate that. And this goes both ways. May the Almighty eliminate these resources of the terrorists and those who support them, and may he give strength to the Shias of Pakistan to stand up for their rights within the parameters of the Pakistani constitution and law. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may grant peace to the shuhada who have been killed, and may he give the strength to bear the losses of their to the family members, especially in this tragedy in Balochistan. May I request you to recite Surah Fatiha for the shuhada who were killed only because they were the Shias of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman ar-Rahim. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may he hasten the appearance of the Savior, Imam Mahdi, so that we may have global peace, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.